Hi, this is Dina with Family First Care.
Oh, good morning.
Yes, good morning. Am I speaking with Mary?
Yes, you are.
Yes. Hi, Mary. My name is Dina. I'm in the intake department for Family First. So I just wanted to go over the steps with you, okay?
Okay.
Now, your patient, are you the caregiver?
Yes, I'm going to be the caregiver.
You're going to be the caregiver. Great. Okay. So the way it works is that first the caregiver, in this case that would be you, needs to complete a certain amount of requirements in order to get on our payroll and become an official employee with us. Okay. So I'll have all those requirements texted over to you right now. And a woman named Monica will be assisting you with them. Okay.
Oh,
now.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And the second thing is for the insurance to send an authorization over to our agency that allows us to officially begin the services. Now, do you have a specific date that you're looking to start?
Well, in reality, I have been working with him since, what was that, February?
Uh-huh.
I think it was the 21st. At the time of the accident, I've been taking him to his appointments, food, everything. I don't know if they did retroactive, but I have food.
I see.
I have been really laboring with him.
Okay. So we need to get this going as soon as possible. Okay. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to reach out to the insurance and see how quickly they can send over the authorization. And in the meantime, you try to have your documents in so that when we get the authorization, we can start right away. Okay?
Okay. What would be my document so I can have them ready?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So there is an application form. And then there is, yes. And then there's a competency test. It's basically a test on caregiving in general. It's instead of training. It doesn't so matter. Your mark on it doesn't really matter. You just need to try your best, okay? And then there is an I-9 and W-4 link. So that'll basically be for you to fill out regarding your taxes, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then regarding the IDs, we need two forms of legal IDs. So that can be your driver's license, social security, birth certificate, passport, any of those.
Yeah.
Okay. And then we
need all of those.
Oh, great. Okay. If you send your passport, that can you only need to send one.
No, I don't have a set passport.
Okay.
I have a driver's license, a social security card, and a birth certificate.
Okay. Perfect.
Which
that works
of those
so fine.
Want?
You can send a social security card and driver's license.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we do need an updated TB test that was done within the year. Do you have that done? Or would you need us to schedule you for that?
I think I had it, but...
Do you know where you got it done from? Which clinic?
Oh, it's not in that much.
So my suggestion for you.
Let me see. Is that one of those you get at the pharmacy?
Yeah, you can get that in any mobile health, the CVS. It's a blood test.
Yes,
so,
I believe I got that at Walmart. But how recent does it have to be?
It has to be from this year. So it has to be within the last 12 months.
Okay, I think it has been more than 12 months if I do. So anyway, I can get that over.
Okay. All right. And then so that I would say is the hardest step to get done. And then the last thing is just a two-year proof of residency. So any form that states that you were in Pennsylvania for 2 years or longer, that can be an expired ID, old pay stub, old car insurance bill, anything that has your name and address from 2 years or prior.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So those are all the requirements. If you need any assistance filling them out or you want to be on the phone with someone while you do so, you can feel free to call Monica. And her name is in the beginning of the text message, so you should have access to it now, and you can take a look at, save her number in your phone and take a look at the requirements, okay? Now,
okay, her name is Monica?
Yes. Monica takes care of all the caregiving requirements, and I'll be doing the rest. So I'll be making sure that the authorization is in on time and everything, and the agency is all set up, okay?
Okay, now, may I just have Monica's number?
Sure. Let me give it to you so you can write it down. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
Okay, it's 484. I'm sorry, it's 267.
267?
Uh-huh. 551.
551?
7422.
7422.
Mm-hmm. And now
okay.
My number.
May I ask you?
Yes.
Okay, your number?
So my number is very similar. The last digit is 9, but other than that, it's the same. I can tell it to you if you'd like. So
okay, and did I get your name?
My name is Dina, spelled D as in David, I, N as in Nancy, A.
So okay. Your number would be 267-551-74229?
Yes, 7429, that's right. Oh, it's 7429 is the last four digits. 267-551-7429, yes. Okay, now I just looked up here. I see that Daryl, is it right? Daryl's
yes.
The patient? Yeah. So I see he has not had a coordinator assigned at the insurance. The coordinator is usually the one who sends over the authorization. So I'm going to give the insurance a call and see if I can get access to that information. And when I do so, we need to speak with Daryl to confirm that he wants to join an agency for home care services.
Okay.
All right. So we'll give you a call. I see I have I only have this number here in file. So we'll call this number, and would it be possible to arrange a three-way call with Daryl?
Yes. Yes, definitely.
Okay, great. So that'll probably be done on Monday.
Okay, may I just ask a question?
Sure, go ahead.
Usually how many hours do they assign?
So it really is depending on the patient. What they do is if you have not had your assessment yet, the service coordinator is going to come over to the home and assess the situation, assess Daryl's condition, and she'll see based off what his functioning is, how many hours he can get. So if he's unable to move on his own, walk on his own, it'll be more. If he just needs some assistance, meal prep, housework, it'll be less. So it depends on his condition. It can range from any amount. I have patients with 20 hours and patients with full-time care. So it's really dependent.
What is full-time care?
Full-time care is 24 hours a day. That's usually if they're bedridden or unable to do anything on their own.
That's 24 hours per day, 7 days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She can do some things. She's not bedridden, but
right.
Work to help anyway.
Mm-hmm.
One other question.
Mm-hmm.
As far as pay, how does that work?
The payments? Mm-hmm.
What do they pay per hour? I just want to know about that.
So it depends on how many hours he was approved for, and I'll explain why. Basically, any hour worked over 40 hours will be overtime pay, which means it'll be however amount you get paid. Let's say someone gets paid 14, it'll be 14 plus half, 14 plus 7. So if someone's getting a lot of hours, they'll get paid less, but it'll average out into more, if you understand what I'm saying. So if, in short...
Let me see. If, say if someone is getting 40 hours, how much is that per?
Let me check the county. 40 hours is generally $14 an hour.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And if it's 24 hours?
If there's 24 hours, I may be able to, 24 hours a day? Well, then he'd need more than one caregiver. Because legally, they can't have one caregiver doing all the hours because it's impossible for a person to be up every hour of the day. So let's say it's two caregivers splitting the shifts. They'd be doing 84 hours each. So it'd probably be more like 13 an hour.
It won't be below
13. Nothing will be below that.
In this case,
mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be a 24 hour because he sleeps.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It would be like an eight, more or less like an 8 hour shift.
An 8 hour shift?
I mean, it's possible that I would think so. It wouldn't be 24.
Okay. So if it
might
be,
it could be 10, mm-hmm. but it wouldn't be for the time he's sleeping.
Okay, no problem. So we'll reassess once we have the hour amount. Either way, I can assure you that I'm quite aware of all the other agencies' rates, and I can say that we are on the higher end. And obviously, we're always willing to negotiate. So we'll have this conversation once we have the hours decided, but just know it's between 13 to 15 an hour, the rate, depending on how many hours. If it's less hours, it'll be a higher rate. If it's more hours, it'll be a lower rate.
So what I need to do the next step?
So all you need to do is start working through your requirements, which were just texted to you a couple minutes ago, so you can take a look at them after, or you can just call Monica. And then the next step would be for us to get in contact with Keystone and try to find out who Daryl's service coordinator is. So I'll be assisting you guys with that, okay? I'm going to call Keystone and see who they have.
Okay.
Right.
The office that this will be working through, I have to attend to go into their office?
Everything can be done remotely, either on your own through the links or on the phone. You don't need to attend the office. It's in Philly, so I know it's a little far from you.
Oh, in Philly, yes, that is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I probably would have to take him with. Oh, yeah, that would be a problem.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't need to go to the office. Everything, the agency can have everything done remotely, and the service coordinator is in charge of going over to the home. So you guys wouldn't need to travel anywhere throughout the process.
Okay.
All right.
So what I need to do. It's just look over what has been texted to me.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And
you can look over. Yeah.
And then service coordinator will make an appointment?
Yes, the service coordinator would be in touch with you. That's right, to make an appointment, and she would decide how many hours they are approved for.
Okay, do I need to take her name and number?
I don't currently have her information. I see that it's not available yet on the insurance website. So I'm going to call them, and if they didn't assign anyone yet, I'm going to follow up with them to make sure we know who that is.
Okay. Then approximately how long do you think this process will take?
So if you don't have the hours assessed yet, then from the assessment date that's scheduled, hopefully that'll be soon, that's up to the service coordinator's availability. From that date that she comes over, it's usually about a week.
Yeah.
Okay? Mm-hmm. So we'll try to get her over to Daryl as soon as possible. Yeah. Okay.
Question.
Mm-hmm.
If I let her know when I actually started, will that make a difference? or the time start when he comes over?
I think you should let her know either way so that she knows that this is a time-sensitive matter and she doesn't schedule an appointment for, like, in a month from now. I highly doubt she'll agree to back pay the eligibility. I really don't think they can do that. But you should tell them either way so they're aware and we can speed up the process, if anything.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, Mary. So I'll give you a call as soon as I hear from the insurance, and I'll find out who the service coordinator is. And in the meantime, you can start working on the requirements. All right?
Okay. So I'm speaking to Dina, right?
Yes, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, in the area, sometime, hopefully, that I don't lose the info that you text over to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things drop in this area. I guess because so many trees, I don't know.
Yeah.
But that does happen.
Okay.
But if for any reason, I would need to get back to you, right?
Yes. You can call me or text me if that happens at all.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay, then.
Okay, then. So you have a good rest of your day, and I'll keep you posted with any updates on our end, all right?
You will text me?
Yes, I'll call you or text you with any updates, whatever you prefer.
I would prefer the text, because
okay.
If you call me, you might miss me. But whatever's easier for you, as long as I get the information.
Great. Okay. So if I call you and you don't answer your phone, I'll text you the information.
I really do appreciate that.
Sure. No problem. All right, then.
So I'm going to look and get my text. And then the next thing, I will hear from one of you on Monday.
Mm-hmm. That's right. On Monday, or Monica might reach out still today, depending on how busy she is. Now, you'll get two text messages. You'll only be working with the two of us from the agency. So my text message, I'll introduce myself, and she'll introduce herself as well. So, and you have both our numbers, so you know who to call. Okay?
Yes.
All right, then. Great. Any more questions?
You and Monica have the same number, except the last digit in your number is 9.
That's right. Mm-hmm. You got it.
Okay, then. Thank you so much.
No problem.
And
you
hope
have a
your
good
weekend goes well.
Absolutely.
Same to you
too.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.